Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It was a stunner at Gillette Stadium last night.
It's disappointing the way we performed. I certainly wish I did a better job.
That was quarterback Tom Brady after the New England Patriots lost in the stunner to the New York Jets 28-21 in Foxborough. The Pats never led in the game. They trailed 14-3 at halftime. It took until the third quarter for the Pats to score a touchdown. To survey the damage this morning, our NFL analyst Mike Reese is back with us. He covers the Pats for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, good morning and thanks.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob.
You know, what a stunning loss for the fans last night and a stunning loss for the Pats. What happened?
Well, the main thing that stands out to me is that the formula that they had so working so well for them in the regular season got away from them in this game. This was a team that did not make mistakes in critical situations, and the Patriots made a lot of them in this game.
What was the biggest mistake?
I would say the fake punt that they tried at the end of the second quarter. It was called by Patrick Chung, and he bobbled the snap. If the Patriots had punted the ball, the score would have probably been 7-3 at halftime. Instead, the New York Jets get the ball in great position, score a touchdown, and it's 14-3 at half.
You know, we heard Tom Brady a moment ago say that he was disappointed. He was sacked five times last night. Did the front line just not do a good job protecting him?
That was certainly part of it. It reminded me a little bit of that Super Bowl against the Giants when Tom Brady was under so much pressure. But one of the interesting differences is that in that game, in the Super Bowl, the Giants blitzed and sent a lot of extra players at Tom Brady. The Jets actually didn't necessarily do that. They dropped a lot of players back into coverage, and then they still got to him. It was a great plan.
Let me ask this question. Did Brady at times last night to you, it was a little hard to tell watching the TV, frankly, but did Brady at times to you seemed kind of stunned by the sacks and kind of stunned by the fact that he was intercepted for the first time in 339 pass attempts?
Well, that was what the Jets players said they saw. Some of them saying he looked confused. And when you have a great quarterback like Tom Brady and the defenders see that in his eyes, it builds their confidence. You know, the Patriots had a chance to get up on the Jets early in the game, and that's been another part of their formula, to score early and get opponents on the ropes, and they couldn't deliver the knockout punch. And I think that gave the Jets a lot of confidence.
Well, what was it beyond what we've talked about that the Jets did right last night?
One of the main things is that they changed their tactics. They're usually a man-to-man coverage team. Instead, they played a lot of zone coverage. Wes Welker, after the game, said, "We practiced for one thing, a lot of man-to-man, and then they showed us a lot of zone." So I would say that would be a main thing, changing their tactics unexpectedly.
And that caused Tom Brady not to have many receivers, or most of the night, any receivers to throw to.
And you notice that when he dropped back to pass, a lot of times he would look to his first read, the player where he wanted to throw the football, and that player was covered probably 9 times out of 10, and I think that's where you saw a lot of the indecisiveness that you usually don't see from Tom Brady.
So this was the first loss for the Pats in 9 games. Was it just one bad game or a sign of a deeper issue for the Pats?
I think it's one bad game, and you see this around the league. Another team in the NFC, the Atlanta Falcons, was 14-2, and they got blown out by the Green Bay Packers. In the playoffs, they always say anything can happen, and we certainly saw that at Gillette Stadium.
Well, Super Bowl coming up in a few weeks. The Pats won't be part of it. What do you think the Patriots need to focus on at the end of this season in order to climb out of what surely is going to be at least a psychological rut so that they get back on top for next season?
I would say two things, and they're in good position to fix the issues that they do have. One is on the offensive line, where we saw some issues in this game. When the Patriots are losing these big games, like the Super Bowl against the Giants this game, we've seen the protection sometimes falter. They have some contractual issues with their best player on the offensive line, Logan Mankins, at the end of his contract. And on defense, they need to find some more players who can rush the passer to be a more disruptive defense.
Oh, well, but it's all over for this year, and that's too bad since we all had high hopes for this team.
The Patriots did as well. They felt they had a great opportunity, just had to win two games at home to get to the Super Bowl. So they were really disappointed, as you would expect, Bob, after this one.
Mike Reese reports on the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com and joined us this morning. Mike, thanks a lot.
Thank you.